It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, friends. It's great to be with you again. You know, we're looking at the prophecies in the letters of Paul. Before we begin, just a few things. We'd love to hear from you. Appreciate your financial gifts to Bible Home Church. And we also want to invite you to become a part of our congregation. And to do so, yes, you can do it out there in radio land too, and be a member of Bible Home Church. And to do so, all we want you to do is write us a letter and say, Brother Tex, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of all. In other words, you give us your testimony. You tell us that Jesus Christ is in your heart, and you've been born again in spirit and in truth. Now, I didn't say that you had to be perfect. I didn't say that you had to be sinless. Only He is sinless. But I want to know that you truly have confidence and faith that Jesus is Lord, and you trust in His holy Bible. And if you do, and you're confident of that, write us a letter and say you'd like to be a member of this congregation, and we'll be glad to put your name on our rolls. And now notice that we don't bill anybody for their tithes, and we don't beg people for offerings, but I expect that God's Holy Spirit will draw to Him and call on people to give us love gifts and support for Bible Home Church, and we appreciate if you do. Now, here at Bible Home Church, you know, unlike my ministry, Power of Prophecy, we don't sell anything. So there's nothing that we're trying to sell you, except, of course, if we could, you can't sell it at all. You just got to tell people about Jesus' free gift. And we hope you'll accept that. But again, that's free. And even the radio message is free. So when we invite you to become part of this congregation, we don't do so trying to get your tithes. That's between you and the Lord. And some of you may say, well, I'm already a member of a local church, but I'd like to associate, be an associate member of Bible Home Church. And we're glad to let you become an associate member. You know, I appreciate your writing and letting us know. Some of you say, well, I'm out here in Toledo, Ohio, or Akron, Ohio, or I'm in Seattle, Washington, or down in St. Petersburg, Florida, or wherever. And what good will it do for me to be a member of a radio church, Bible Home Church? What good will that do? Well, I'll tell you one thing it will do. It will be greatly inspiring to Pastor Tex Mars. It'll let us know that you're listening to us regularly, that you care for us, that you pray for us, that you pray for our mission, that you, if possible, will help us. For the most part, you help us to pay for our facilities, to help us pay to keep this radio program on the air. And we have a number of other associated costs. We always try to be good stewards of God's money. Now, we have a song here. What have we got on our docket here today? Let's see. This is from that album, isn't it? Treasured Hymns from Golden Years. There is a fountain. Oh, I like that. I really do. I like that. You know, we started a publishing house several years back. We call it Rivercrest. Now, it's not part of the church. It's independent on its own. Rivercrest. And the reason why, you know, I just pictured Jesus as those living waters. And boy, the Rivercrest. I mean, he's the very crest of the river waters. And you just, oh, that just seemed like a holy name to us that we named it that. Well, here is a wonderful song from an album entitled Treasured Hymns from Golden Years. It's the old classic, There is a Fountain. Now, right after this, we're going to again have, I don't know, I think it's like be segment number 8. Yeah, we were already up to number 8 of Prophecies and Letters of Paul. Now, there's a fountain, and you know his name. and then afterwards our message for today here at Bible Home Church.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his name, and
read to you what Paul said. We're going to start off with one I think is the most incredible, eye-opening passages of prophetic scripture in the whole Bible. This is 1 Thessalonians, his letter to the Thessalonians, Paul's letter, chapter 4, verse 13, starting with verse 13. Paul writes and he says, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, my friends, that is so very comforting, isn't it? I'm telling you, my friends, Jesus Christ is coming again. Now, I'm not going to argue today about mid-trib, post-trib, pre-trib, all those things. We'll save that for another time. We'll have more fun later and look at the prophetic word. But here we have a clear picture of what Christians call the rapture. The problem is they've got the rapture tied up with so many other false doctrines that a lot of people reject it. But don't reject the fact that God is coming again. Jesus Christ. And those who sleep in Jesus, that means they died, they're asleep. But believe me, they're not dead. And that's why God didn't say those dead in Christ. Those asleep. When you die, you do not. You do not, I want to repeat this now. I want you to understand it. You do not die if you know Jesus Christ. You're going to live forever. And so the term there that God uses is sleep. And I'm not going to get into the argument today about whether you sleep till the resurrection or when you die, you go immediately to heaven. That's another great argument. We're going to talk about that sometime in the future. Give me time. I'll get to it. I promise you. But right now, I want to bring you the good news that just as Jesus died and rose again, even so, those that are asleep in Jesus, that went to sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him when he comes again for the great, what I call, catching up, the coming of the Lord. And Paul says, we say this to you, unto you by the word of the Lord. God says this, not just the apostle Paul, but God, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord. If you're here on earth when Jesus Christ comes again, as he promised he would, he says, shall not prevent them which are asleep. That means you won't go before them that are asleep. They'll go before you. And here's how it happens. And what a great description it is. Verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Can you imagine the shout that comes out of heaven when the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, descends from heaven? Now that shout, where does it come from? Does he shout himself? No, it says it comes from the voice of the archangel. And with the trump of God, that's the trumpet. The trumpet sounds, and a great voice announces. I wonder what the words are going to be. Arise? Probably. Come? Maybe. I don't know. I know one thing. When that voice comes out, that great angel, the archangel, has been empowered by God, and his voice has the power by God, and they begin to come out of their graves. It says here, the dead in Christ. Okay, now those are the ones that are asleep, so God qualified it. Okay, they died in the flesh, but not in spirit. Okay, they were asleep in Jesus Christ. It says here, they shall rise first. So here you are, you're remaining, let's say. Jesus comes again. Now remember, it doesn't really matter as a Christian whether you die or you remain here on earth. If Jesus Christ chooses to come during our lifespan, wonderful. If he does not, you're going to meet him there anyway. But I think it would be a very spectacular thing, would it not, for us to remain on earth and Jesus Christ to come again. Imagining those who are asleep. The world thinks they're dead, but they're just asleep, we're told here. They're dead in Christ. They're asleep. And they rise up out of the grave first. Then it says, we which are alive
and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So it's not going to be very long. I wonder, just a split second, they come up out of their graves and then suddenly we're caught up in the air. And it says we're caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Where is this great event going to occur? Some people, the New Agers, tell us that Lord Maitreya is already here on earth. He's hiding out in some Pakistani suburb of London, and he's going to make his appearance known and to be seen by everybody all over the world on international television. He'll be seen on the air. That's sort of what they call the airwaves. Well, that's sort of the prince of the power of the air version of events. You know, many say that. He's going to arrive. He'll probably go give a great speech at the United Nations. All the world will cast their eyes on him. Oh, sure. But Jesus, you know, warned in the Gospel of Matthew. They're going to say, Christ is over here. Jesus is over here. Here he is. And Jesus said, believe them not. Don't believe them. Some will say he's in the secret chambers. He's already here, but he's secretly in this house or this place. He's fixing to come forth. I mean, we may read sometime or hear that Jesus Christ has already appeared and he's staying at the Vatican and he's now consulting with the Pope. And he's going to come forth on international TV. I don't know all of the scams and plots of the devil that's going to occur. But boy, they are going to be so deluding. The strong delusion that will come upon the whole world. But I know one thing, my friends. If you know Jesus Christ, it says right here, and here's what I believe. Remember, I told you, don't believe Texmars. Don't believe anybody. Believe the Bible. I believe it. So if you want to quote me, you can quote me. Not because I'm so authoritative, but I'm reading for you from the Bible. I can't lose when I've got the Bible. I'm a great winner. And listen to what it says here. That we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. That's a great victory meeting. You've lost your mother. You've lost your father. You've lost a brother. You've lost a loved one, a child. What a great hurt that was. How your heart was injured. But here you are, seeing them together with them in the air. And you will meet Jesus Christ, the Lord, in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, do I believe in a rapture? No, I don't believe in a rapture. But I believe in a big catching up. I believe in being caught up. You want to argue with me about the word rapture? Well, probably not even a good word. Rapture. What does that mean? Rapture usually means something that affects your emotions or your feelings. You're enraptured over something. Let me tell you something, my friends. This is greater than a rapture. This is a physical event. And I suspect it's going to make your emotions explode too. Can you imagine the feeling you're going to get when you suddenly hear this incredible trumpet sound and a voice from the heavens, and suddenly you begin to move up into the air? I'm telling you, you know, I don't know why it was, but when I was a young person, I constantly had dreams about flying. All the time I was flying. A lot of people have told me that. So many, I wonder sometimes if Christ Jesus didn't implant that feeling, that dream into our minds. Oh, I'm not saying he did now. I'm just saying it's possible. Is that a sort of a precursor? Hey, I'm going to let you know how it feels. You're going to fly someday. You know, some of the greatest men of God have preached this over the years about the catching up, to be caught up with the Lord in the air with the saints who have gone on to die before us, die in the flesh, that is. But they've been asleep, in a sense, because they must live forevermore, as we will too, if we know Jesus. And these saints have even written many songs. And, you know, one of the old classics is, of course, I'll Fly Away. I love that old song, I'll Fly Away. Think about that. Think about it. And you're going to meet the Lord in the air. Now, it's interesting, in the New Testament, we were told, you remember when they saw Jesus ascend? They were there in astonishment. The disciples were. And then comes an angel and tells them, why do you gaze in amazement? Because just as you see Jesus Christ ascend, he will come again the same way. Now, they saw him ascend into the clouds. And the angel said he will come again the same way. He'll descend. And here we're being reinforced with that same understanding and knowledge. Are we not? Now, friends, if there's nothing else that comforts you, this should. And even Paul says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. In time of great oppression, in time of great trouble and suffering, I think it is a comfort for the Christian to know that these few little trials are like a pinprick. They're just a small little tear. But let me tell you something. The great time will come and will last forever and ever when we will be in the Lord. And if you're alive here on earth when Jesus comes, you'll be caught up in the air. Now, everybody's out there. A lot of people seem to be knocking the rapture. And I'm gonna tell you again, it's because of the false teachings that many pastors and theologians and others connect with the rapture. So much so that some that are good men are even calling it the rapture cult or the rapture theory. Now, I've told you today, I don't believe in the rapture as taught by other people, as many other people. And the word rapture is not even in our Bible, Old or New Testament. At the same time, quote me on this, friends, quote me. I want to be quoted. I'll take the heat. I believe that we will, if we are alive, be caught up in the air when that trumpet sounds, that last trumpet, and when the voice of the archangel cries out, and we'll meet Jesus. And even before we go up, those who died before us that know Christ Jesus, died in Christ, that are simply asleep.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on the prophecies in the letters of Paul.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.